Hello to all my Chavarim, Yeshiva Torahs, Moshe, and around the world. We are continuing on Yishurim in Mishnayos. We're doing now Maseches Erevin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, which in the Gemara is on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah begins. The Odama Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda said also, similarly to what he said about the Erev, he says, Masna Adam al Kalkala, a person can make a Tanai, a condition, on his basket, Yontif Rishon ve'Ochel B'Sheni, he can make a condition on the first day of Yontif and be able to eat it the next day. Rashi Rav says we're talking about a basket of fruits or vegetables of Tevel, means the trumas and maizrus haven't been taken yet, and we're talking about the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And he says like this: he says if today is a weekday, remember back then they would have one day of Rosh Hashanah if the Edom came in time to Besdin. And if they didn't, they'd have to stretch it to 2 days. So they didn't really know until the Edom showed up or didn't show up. So he says, if today, and they still have time in the day, so he's not sure if today will be Rosh Hashanah or not. And he says, Im hayom chol tehezu truma al elo. If today is a weekday, this should be truma that I'm taking off now on the rest of what's in the basket. And if today is really Rosh Hashanah, if today is Kodesh, then forget about what I'm saying. It doesn't mean anything. Because you're not allowed to take Truma on Yantif. As Rashi says, it's a Shvus Drabanan, it's a Drabanan, and it's mentioned in Maseches Beya, Daf Lamed Vav in the base. And the next day, what does he say? He says, if yesterday was Kodesh and today is Chol, that whatever I said yesterday, that I wanted to make Truma, conditionally, we'll make it today, because today is the Chol. Today we'll make it to Truma, and if today is Kodesh and yesterday was the Chol, I already did it yesterday, and everything's all fixed up. So based on this condition, it works either way, and he can eat what's left in the basket that was prepared correctly, and he leaves aside the Truma, he gives the Truma at a later point to the Kohen. Now, Taisa Yantif says that the quotes the Rav, it says the next day he says, Im hayom Kodesh, if today is Kodesh. He says, that's the quote in the Gemara. And Rabbi Yonason says, you don't really have to say if the second day is Kodesh. Because all you're talking about is if today is weekday, you're making a Truma. But why does he mention if today is Kodesh? Because they want people to keep it in mind that that day is Kodesh, and they won't be mazalzal and do malacha. They won't take it easy and do malacha that day. Because really all he had to say was, Im hayom chol. If today is a weekday, this should be truma on that. Okay, that was Rabbi Huda's idea. The Chachamim did not agree to him. Rav says, this Chachamim is Rabbi Yossi that we mentioned previously. And Rash Rav explained, because he holds Kedusha Achasim, both days of Rosh Hashanah, he says, it's not a suffix, it's one long Kedusha, and you can't take truma in either one of them. Rav adds, and this is only they're arguing about the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. As we mentioned previously, they're not talking about the 2 days of Yantif that they do in Chol for the Yom Tov. Okay, so that was Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning about taking off Truma. The Chayin, the Mishnah says, Be'yash and Altabit Rishon. Also, if an egg was laid by the chicken on the first day, as the Rav explains, of Rosh Hashanah. Tolcha B'Sheni, can be eaten the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Rav says, because if the first day was really Kodesh, then the second day would be Chol. And an egg that was laid on Yantif is Mutter the next day. Because there is no din of Hachana for a Chol for a weekday, there is no such thing as needing preparation. Okay? So there's no problem that Yantif is being Mechen for Chol. And if the first day was a Chol day, and the second day is Kodesh, it turns out that the Chol day prepared for the second day, which was Yontif. That's fine. Now, Taisa Yontif says that he quotes the Rav saying, if the first day is Kodesh, there's no worry about Hachana, preparation for the next day, which is Chol. He says, check what he says in the beginning of Maseches Beya. So I opened it up and took a look, and the Rav there says, in the beginning of Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, that Shabbos and Yontif are special important days. So there, the Suda has to be declared previously on the day before. It has to be prepared, and you have to declare this. You have to have in mind, this is my Suda for your Shabbos and Yontif. And you can't do Hachana, you can't prepare from either Shabbos to Yontif or Yontif to Shabbos. Okay, unless we're doing with the Erev Tavshilin, which we're not using in this example. Okay, afilu, even if the hachana was done b'yidei shamayim, even if a person didn't do the preparation, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu did, but not having the chicken lay the egg, that would also be considered hachana. But asudas chol is not chashiv and doesn't need any declaration or preparation. Therefore, on a normal Sunday, which is not a yantif, there's no reason to say that an egg that was laid the previous day on Shabbos is a problem. Or even if it was laid on Sunday, wouldn't be a problem, and we won't worry that it was actually finished inside the chicken on Shabbos. Why? Because a suit of chol, the Torah never said that you have to worry about preparing it for the day before, and a regular chol, nothing to worry about. Taisi Yanta says we need all these different cases, because if we mention just the Erev case that we had the previous Mishnah, there Rabbi Huda would say, you can make these conditional, which Erev is good, the first day, the second day, because there you're not doing anything. You're setting it up once, and it's done automatically. But with the basket, it looks like you're actually being masakin your tevel. It looks like you're fixing your tevel. Maybe he'll be motor the Rabbanan, you shouldn't be fixing something. And if he just mentions these two, because there's no reason to make a zera on them. But the chicken with the egg, we might say there's a reason to make Xera, because we have the Isser of normally of Peres Hanoshim, if fruit fell off a tree, it's Usser for that day. And also Mashkin Shizavu, if any kind of juices came out of a fruit on Shabbos Yantif, it's Usser. And this is in the first parak of Be'a goes through these different gzeris. So maybe since we have those gzeris, he would say, okay, make a gzera for the egg as well. Maybe the Rabbanan would agree to that. So he tells that's why we have to have this brought here as well. And this all comes from the Gemara. Okay, so this was Rabbi Yehuda. He said his thing in Erev in the previous Mishnah. Here he's saying it about fixing your tevel, making these conditions, and also with the egg, he says the same thing. Chachamim did not agree to what he said. The Rav say on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, only there they don't agree with him. But, because they hold that it's one long Kiddusha, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. But the 2 days of Golios, for the Yantif, the extra day, there they would be motor, you can make such a condition. Now, the Taisi Yantif again quotes the Rav that on the 2 days of Yantif, they agree, and we don't say migu diskatzoy the ben hashmoshes diskatzoy the kuliyoma. We don't say since it was set aside not to be used ben hashmoshes of that second day, it should also be usher the whole day. We do say that thing in the end of the third parak of Shabbos. So why over here don't we say that kind of a svara? Because over there it was the day of Shabbos is definitely usher. Okay, it's definitely Kodesh. And it's the Bein HaShemashes, which is a suffix. So there we would say the Migu. But here, the second day, we're going to come and make Aser. It itself is a suffix, the second day. Therefore, we don't say a Migu. Taisi Riki Eger says this, what Taisi Shantif just mentioned, that I just quoted, that's, he says, Stumim. It's hard to understand what he's talking about. Why? Because Taisus in Sukkot Af Yudam Abeis Divrei Maskal Ad clearly says the question is also on the 2 days of Gullis, that the second one should be Aser, because since Ben Hashmash was Aser, so because maybe it was Yantif, we should Aser the second day as well, because maybe it's today is Yantif and it's us because of Muksa Ben Hashmashes. And they prove from there in Taisvis that Muksa Machmas Yom of previously we don't say. Take a look there in Taisvis for a better understanding of this. But he says it was the same time Akasha, and they have a Teres as well. Okay, moving on to Parak Gimel Mishnah Tes, which is the Gemara and Daf Lama Tes Amit Aleph. If Yaisi ben Harkness Omer, Ha'ov the Vayat Tevi, Beyantash Rosh Hashanah, Omer Hachlitzenu Hashem Lokenu, Es Yomar Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. Rabbi Yaisi ben Harkness has a way of saying his tefillah that we're not familiar with, He says if someone is davening as a chazan on Rosh Hashanah, he should say, Hachlitzenu Hashem, save us. We'll see exactly what the word Hachlitzenu is. Give us strength on this Rosh Chodesh. It's Rosh Hashanah. He says, save us, give us strength on this Rosh Chodesh. Rashi Rabbi explain, the Lashon is Zarzenu, be Mizaras us, give us the energy to be strong, Vachlitzenu, and save us, give us Koach. They get it from the Lashon in the Pasuk, Necholetz Chushim, in Bamidbar, Paraklam Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, of the B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven, saying, we will go swiftly ahead of the troops going into Eretz Yisrael. Don't worry, we're not trying to shirk our duty. And the Rav adds a different parish. He says, Hatzilenu, save us, Elmaltenu, and help us get away from trouble. Kimo, just like it says, Chaltseni Hashem Me'adam Ra, preserve me from a wicked person, and that's in Tehillim, Perek Kufmem, Pasuk Beis. The verse Israel says, the Lashon is Chalutzei Sava V'chaskenu, make us like these strong people that go in the front of the army, give us extra strength. Or he says, it might be Hatzilenu, save us from any danger. The Boaz says, why are we making such a tefillah on a day of rest? It's Rosh Hashanah. What are you making? We want to become strong like army shock troops. He says, why did we do that? Because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael Avodas Hashem, and he gave us on that day to do Avoda, and also to learn Torah, as it says, Shabbos Hu Lashem, Elam Moadei Hashem. And the Torah is our ammunition in the Melchama of Hashem, in the battle for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like it says in the Pasuk of Cherech, Pipios Biyadam, the Cherev that has two-sided edges to it, they were having that, and they were holding that, which means that through the use of the Esek in the Torah, the Yetzer Ra will be vanquished. As the Chazal say, Im Eved Hu Nimuach, if the Yetzer Hara is like a hard like a rock, he'll be melted away. This is in Sukkot Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. And also, that's one way, and also with this Cherev, the other side of the sword, we will fight and will gain all the Hatzlacha in this world to help us do Avodas Hashem. Therefore, we will daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu will arm his troops on this day and give us strength for his Avodah Yisbarach. And according to the other parish, we'll daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should save us on this day specifically that we don't have to be Mechal Shabbos and Yantif. He should give us the wherewithal to withstand that kind of a test. Or based on what the Chazal say in Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, there it says B'nai Mechuzah, people in Mechuzah, they used to work, because if they didn't work they would get weak. Therefore, I guess they would keep their strength, they would build up their muscles, whatever. Therefore, we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us from weakness, and it should strengthen us on the day of Menucha. And this is, he says, must mean also what it says in Chazal, Yivamas Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, Vas Mosayach Yach Litz, that's the best bracha, to have strong bones, which is since we will daven to have all our goodness and strength come be bestowed on us, and we should be saved from any weakness or negativity. Okay, so Imayomim Lamachar, he says, we say this tefillah about Rosh Chodesh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us Hatzlacha, whether today or tomorrow. Rashi Rav says, if today is the day of Rosh Hashanah, he should do the give us Hachlitzenu today. And if tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah, Hachlitzenu Machar, give us tomorrow. And Taisi Zana says he mentioned this type of tefillah, so it won't look like he's making a lie, saying something, if he just mentioned it. For today, maybe tomorrow, it's really the Rosh Hashanah, he'll look like a liar. And that's quoted from Rabbi Yonison. Now, the Gemara in Daf Memad Aleph says, Rabbi Yossi also would do this type of tefillah on Rosh Chodesh of the whole year long. wasn't just on Rosh Hashanah he mentioned this tefillah about Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh he would mention this tefillah. Yaliyatu says, why is he mentioning, so why is he bedavka saying, do this on the Rosh Chodesh, which is Rosh Hashanah? To teach you that you have to mention Rosh Chodesh in the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, and also you have to make this tanai in the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, this condition. And he mentions Rosh Chodesh to show you his shita, that you have to mention Rosh Chodesh at all. Okay, that's what he says, do it the first day, or the macha, the next day, who omer imayom imemesh, I'm making you need this tefillah if it's today Rosh Hashanah, or yesterday was. The Lahoda Chacham said, didn't agree to this idea, make this type of tefillah. The Rav says, they said not to mention, you shouldn't mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah at all, and should make this condition in Mayom and Macher today or tomorrow. Which one is possibly the right Rosh Hashanah? But what should he say? Just Hachlitzeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, save us, strengthen us. Both days say that one word tefillah, and he doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh at all. And Allah is Chachamim, that's why we're not familiar with such a tefillah, because we don't pass in that way. Taisi Yantu mentions, as Rav said, not to mention at all Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Hashanah. And the reason the Gemara is because there's one remembrance that goes for both on Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. What does that mean? The Taisis in Rosh Hashanah, no, Rosh Taisis here explains that on Rosh Hashanah it says in Vayikra Perakov Gimel Pasuk Avdal, Zikaron Teruah, it's a remembrance for the blowing. And in Rosh Chodesh it says in Parshas Baloscha, by the Chatzotros, the trumpets, in Bamidbar Perak Yud Pasuk Yud, it says Urash Echad Shechem. Okay, therefore when he says in the Tefillah Yom Zikaron Hazeh, it goes for both of them, both have a lashon of Zikaron. And what the Rav says, not making condition, the Gemara says the reason is because people then will take it lightly the second day of Rosh Hashanah, if they think maybe it's a suffix. But if you just say stam achlitzeinu, well, understand it's all one long kedusha. Okay, that's the end of our shiur today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at sheldon_rothman@yahoo.com. Call me 052-244-9331. Have a good day.